The DA is concerned about the composition of the Section 89 inquiry panel that is going to be investigating President Ramaphosa's complicity in the robbery at his Phalaphala farm. The reality is that the rules of the National Assembly, which were adopted to give effect to Section 89 of the Constitution, are clear. The Speaker should select three members who are fit, proper, and competent. But most importantly, this panel should be independent and objective in order to do its work without fear of prejudice. Now, while the DA has no concerns about the members of the judiciary which have been selected, we are not convinced of Professor Richard Calland's objectivity and independence. Professor Calland is no doubt a respected academic in the legal fraternity, but is also a political commentator who routinely plays into the political fray, publicly offering his political views, especially as it pertains to the president. While the rules make provision for the inclusion of an academic, however, the inclusion of Professor Calland will inevitably threaten the legitimacy and the integrity of the entire process. The Speaker is aware of the sensitivity of this process and should make sure that the panel members are independent, whether by perception or in exercise. The reality is that we've got to make sure that these members are independent so that it does not threaten the entire process, which will guide the National Assembly in its work going forward.